1, KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI in L.A. County. Alec Baldwin's lawyer has won permission to refer to a celebrity photographer as a stalker. You guys are familiar with this story. It was back in October of 1995. There was a photographer by the name of Alan Zanger, I guess, who tried to get a picture of the Baldwins as they returned home from the hospital with their newborn daughter. Baldwin, took exception to the guy's presence there. There was some fisticuffs. The photographer sued. Let's see what he said here. Let me find out exactly what happened. I guess they slugged each other or something, but this photographer was later on a television show, and he said, hey, my camera is a gun, and the celebrities are the prey. And this is something that has been admitted as evidence, that comment, in this lawsuit. Also, the stalker label has been admitted as evidence in this lawsuit. Now, Margaret Gray is on the line. She's a freelance journalist. This is an interesting case because certainly we're coming up on the first anniversary of Princess Diana and the tragedy that befell her family. And Margaret Gray is on the line with us to talk a little bit about the Baldwin situation, the paparazzi situation, the photographers, the news people. Just this compulsion, Margaret, with getting pictures of celebrities. You're in the business. You write about them. You write a freelance column. What is the obsession? What is the compulsion? Why can't we leave these people alone? I mean, this is a photographer who refers to his camera as a gun. And that they are the prey. Here's a man coming home from the hospital with his wife's baby.
Well, Phil, let's back up just a little bit and let's take a look at what it is that we do, and primarily what I do, in the pursuit of a story. These are celebrities. These are people that we write about and people that we take pictures of because the people we write for want these pictures. They want.
So you're saying that this is just another situation where, well, give the people what they want.
I know Alec Baldwin. I've spoken with him on a number of occasions. I know that they're very private people. They had a baby in 1995. Kim Basinger, of course, has gone on to win the Academy Award. I think that at this particular point, they are a very, very marketable couple, and they are very interesting people, and they're very good-looking people. They're beautiful people, if you will. The people who read the tabloids, the people want the news of these celebrities. We wanted to see this child. I wanted to write about it. The Baldwins, I think, were being very, very private. And
so you're saying that they have no right to privacy?
No, I'm not saying they have no right to privacy. I'm saying that there is enormous pressure on me and people such as myself who write about celebrities to get the story. They want the story. The people want the news. This is a very glamorous couple. The celebrities that we have in our country today are very interesting people. People want these stories.
Well, what is the pressure, in other words, that you're talking about? People want the story. I got people listening right now. And I can ask the question to the people listening to me right now. Do you really gotta have news about Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin?
You don't have to ask the question, Phil. The answer is very evident. The way the tabloids sell, the way the big stories are on the tabloid television news programs, whether it's an Entertainment Weekly, whether it is a story about a celebrity on hard copy, they want the news. They must have the news. My job is to get the story. And I really have to tell you, Phil, I hope you don't take it the wrong way. I'm going to get the story. Because
why do you have to get the story? What is it? You say you're going to get the story. Why?
I have to because people need the news. We wanted to see the Basinger Baldwin child. We wanted to see their beautiful daughter. Let me tell you.
Well, no, that's not answering my question. Why do you got to get the story?
We have to get it, Phil, because let's take the average reader of a tabloid. Let's take the average viewer of the hard copies of the Entertainment Week, of the Entertainment Tonight program. Let's take the average person listening to your program right now. And
why do you think anybody that's listening to my program would want this information? See, what I'm trying to find out.
Let me finish. I think the people who listen to talk radio are exactly the people that we're talking about. They're interested. They're interested in news about celebrities. They're interested in news about what is going on in Hollywood. If you don't give them the news, they begin to think about their own lives. They begin to contemplate themselves, contemplating their families and whatever unhappiness that might arise from that. We do a service. I do a service. I am beating the bushes every day. I'm on the phone constantly, whether I'm calling the studios, whether I'm calling a publicist's office. I am constantly trying to get news. Because
Why do you have to? It's like a nonstop churning machine. It's like a nonstop washing machine. You're feeding clothes, and it's never done. You know what I'm saying?
Still, again, you're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying they need it. They've got to have it. I give it to them. And
who again are they?
I use the example of the people that listen to your program. I use the example of people, the people out there. You have any number of people listening to your show this evening who are absolutely addicted to this information. I've got to get them that news. If I don't, the psychology really is that they begin to think about their own lives.
All right, let me interrupt you, okay? Because this is the part that I wanted to ask you about. So the psychology is, if you don't get the picture of Alec Baldwin and his wife and the kid and the news about Tony Danza's kid and all whatever news is out there, then what happens?
What happens is the information is not there. People love celebrities because it is something that's exciting. People love to view celebrities because it is an area of life that they have very little experience with. People love to view the lives of celebrities because they are very special people. They are people. They're our royalty. And I think we look at them the way we look at all royalty. They represent us. They live in a fashion that we want to see. They do things that we want to do. They know people that we want to know. And I say we, I mean the people who read my column, they are people who do all of the things that the average person can't do. If I don't get them the news, if I don't give them celebrity news, they begin to, and again, this is the interesting psychology, they begin to think about their own lives. They begin to contemplate the unhappiness, really, of their own lives.
Well, you think people are that unhappy that they got to know Basinger and Baldwin's daughter, what they look like?
I think they really are.
You really do?
Yeah, I really do. I think the average person is so lost and so alone in many ways that being able to read about Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger and to see the child, this is what I want to do for them. I want them to see the child, to see the news that's being made. Then I think the pressure is off. If you don't get that, then you have people who are contemplating their own existences. They're contemplating their own lives. They're contemplating their own...
Well, I beg your pardon.
I'm awfully sorry. I just had dinner. As a matter of fact, I just sat down. I'm very excited. I sat down with Tom Hanks not an hour ago, and I'm very, very excited about Saving Private Ryan, but I guess we can talk about that later.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I want to get... Tom Hanks, the new movie that's coming out?
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
All right, let's get back to this, though.
They want to see the lives of the celebrities. The people want to see the Baldwin child. The clamor for the Baldwin child was such that Alan Zanger went out, got the picture, and all of a sudden the Baldwins don't know who they are anymore. They are celebrities. This is what we want.
All right, Margaret Gray is on the line with us. She is a freelance journalist who writes an entertainment column. And we're talking about this ongoing lawsuit between Alec Baldwin and a photographer that was allegedly stalking him, or so he claims, back in October of 95, when they came home from the hospital with their baby, a little girl. The guy was snapping pictures, and apparently there was a fisticuffs. This guy claims that Alec Baldwin slugged him. I'm trying to process the information. What about Princess Diana? I mean, if you want to talk about stalking, what about that?
I think that Princess Diana, Phil, and I don't want to be cruel. It's almost good that she's not with us anymore, and again, I don't want to be cruel, but she was one of the worst, I think, and I'm saying this with great respect. She was
The worst at what?
She was one of the worst at access to the media. We wanted pictures of the boys. I wanted to write about Harry. I wanted to write about William. I wanted to write about the royal family. And she constantly would obstruct us. She constantly would not allow us to get the story. She constantly was putting up roadblocks to the story, you have to understand.
This is a mother who's trying to protect her kids.
This is a celebrity princess with a royal family entourage, with a coterie of very interesting people that we simply had to have the news on. And I said,
What is this crack about you're glad she's gone?
What I'm saying, Phil, is it.
I mean, you said, are you glad she's dead?
Hear me out, okay?
No, I think I heard you say that you're glad she's dead.
I did not say that. I said it is almost a good thing that she is gone because she kept us from doing our jobs. And now, William and Harry, there's more access to these boys than ever before.
So you're saying that Princess Diana being dead is a good thing because you can get more pictures of...
You don't understand the job that I do.
Well, if I'm not understanding the job that you do, please explain it to me.
I am the media. I am the individual who gets the news to those people. I am...
And by those people, you mean who?
The people that are listening to you now. The people who buy what we...
You mean the folks out there in Little Land, is that it?
Still, I'm not being condescending.
Well, it sounds a little condescending.
What I'm saying is, I write about things that those individuals are interested in, and that's my job, and I have to get them the news.
All right, I have to get back to something that you said. If you don't get them the news, they're going to what? Commit suicide?
If you don't get people the news that they want about the celebrities, again, there is a depressing letdown. This is something that is cathartic. This is something that they can peruse on their own time. It's something that they can be involved in on their own time. It's something that takes them away from the cares of the day. If you don't get them the news, Phil, then you're creating a problem. I get the news for these people. I'm the individual who is the middleman, if you will. And when the Alec Baldwins of the world, and God forgive me, the Princess Dianas of the world, will not allow us to do our jobs, then something is very, very, very wrong. Find me one person in public who isn't interested in the Baldwin child. Find me one person who doesn't want to hear about Tom Hanks. Find me one person...
Okay, all right. How about me?
I don't think that you count.
Why?
Because you are a member of the media. You are a member...
All right, I could throw the question out there right now. How many people out there have got to see pictures of Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger's child? How many of you guys don't give a crap? How many of you guys...
Well, I think it's a little bit skewed because you're talking to an audience of people who probably share your opinions, and...
No. I'm just going to throw the question out there.
You see, you're slanting it already when you say they don't give a crap or whatever a word you want to put to that. They do care. They do, but they don't want to admit it to people. They buy the magazines, and they go home, and they read them, and they get a vicarious thrill, and they go on with their lives.
So people are not going to be honest with me. If I'm asking to people right now, and I'll give the phone numbers, 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI.
Phil, you're going to get a lot of people who agree with you.
Let me just give the numbers here. 5201-KFI for L.A. County. How many of you guys have got to get news about the Baldwin child? And how many of you guys have got to get news about Tony Danza's kid? And how many of you guys have got to be...
Phil, I think you're being a little bit difficult because I'm saying that I get the job done as a journalist. I'm the individual who's the middleman. I'm the one who churns it up. I'm the one who makes it interesting. I think it's wrong of you to start talking about whether or not people are interested in the Baldwin child. It's a skewed point of view, I think, you're getting, and I think it's very unfair.
No, I think it's very fair. I'm asking the people. What's wrong with me asking the people?
Because they're going to want to please you. They're going to want to make you happy. They're going to say, oh, I agree with Phil, and you're wrong. And
all right, so in other words, they're lying to me, and they're going to say that they're going to tell me that they really don't care about Alec Baldwin's kid, and they're lying to me.
Absolutely.
The people calling me tonight are liars.
I really love the way you twist things. That's sort of what you do for...
No, I'm not twisting anything. The people that are going to call me tonight... are liars, is that it?
I'm saying, Phil, that despite themselves, they are interested in the child. They want to see the child. And the...
By that you mean the Baldwin child?
Yes, the Baldwin child. A beautiful, beautiful child born of two regal individuals of the stage and screen, Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, and God bless both of them. We must see the child.
Okay, 1-800...
I don't understand what's so amusing.
Well, I just like it's... What, is this the Christ child we're going
to... I didn't say that, Phil. I'm saying that the Basinger child we want to see. And
okay, all right. 1-800-5201-KFI in Orange County, 5201-KFI in L.A. County. We're talking about this Alec Baldwin lawsuit against a photographer. And we are coming up on the first anniversary of the death of Princess Diana, which many people attribute...
And I resent that, too, to attribute that to the media. I really resent that.
Many people do attribute it to the harassment and the hounding.
If the woman had been more accessible, she might be alive today.
Good God.
I said it, and I stand by it.
Tustin on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I could care less about that.
Uh-huh.
I could care less about the magazine. Uh-huh, right.
Do you really think I'm going to believe you?
You have to believe me. I sell real estate here.
Why do I have to believe you?
Well,
chic, and it's very in, and it's very vogue to say, oh, I don't care about the Baldwin child.
I don't buy the magazines, and I could care less about the Baldwin child.
Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger were walking. Let me ask you a question. What is your name?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon, I'm Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
If Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger were walking into a restaurant that you were supping in or you were having some lunch, you would swivel around and go, oh, my God.
I don't think
Alec.
So.
You wouldn't swivel around and take a look?
I don't think so.
How about you, Phil?
What are you asking me?
Wouldn't you swivel and take a look at Alec Baldwin?
Well, yeah, sure I would. I mean, I'm big on that stuff. I dig stuff
look.
Like that. I'd look, yeah.
People would
swivel
look.
Around and you'd go, oh.
But right. I wouldn't go buy a magazine to see what their baby looked like.
I think, who's your favorite movie star? Let me ask you that.
Oh, I don't have a favorite.
Oh, please.
I really don't.
What movie did you see last?
Gosh, what was it? The Titanic.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, he was fine.
And you wouldn't want to see him if he was in a restaurant and you wouldn't want to see him?
I didn't say that, but I don't go out and buy the magazines. I think they deserve privacy.
So in other words, this woman proves my point. We are all addicted to celebrity films.
No, we're not.
All right.
We are all addicted to celebrity because you even said you'd swivel around.
No, I didn't. I said I'd probably look. I said I'd probably look.
What was it that says, oh, Christ?
Because that's what people do. I was over. I was with, I forget who it was. I was with Richard Appel from King of the Hill, and we were having lunch, and I was talking to him about something, and in walked Leonard Nimoy, of all people, and the woman next to me, you'd think she'd seen Cary Grant, she'd all, you know, she gave one of those breathy sighs.
Well, I think you're horrible about what you're saying about Diana.
I think that is absolutely horrible.
I think that she protected her children the best she could, and her being here or being gone has nothing to do with that.
We want to see the child, and if she had been here and she'd allowed her children more access to the media, she'd be alive today.
No way.
Good God.
She's probably not alive today because they wouldn't have allowed her to be in love with the man she was in love with. That's probably the real truth. That's another story.
It's very interesting that you have some information that I have as well.
That's just another story.
Well,
anyway, I'm going to
All right, thank you very much, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Thank you for the call. So there's one lady who disagrees.
She does not want to be honest with me.
I'm being totally honest. I wouldn't waste my money on those magazines.
It really upsets me when people lie.
I don't lie, and I'm hanging up now. Bye.
I hate the lie.
Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. 1-800-520. Can you hold on? You hate the lie, huh?
The lie, Phil, is not what is printed or broadcast. The lie is what these people are proffering here this evening, and I find it very disturbing.
All right, 1-800-520-1. KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI in LA County. The question here is, and you can put it to about anybody, Leonardo DiCaprio, Alec Baldwin, Kim Basinger, and that comment about Princess Diana would be alive today had she allowed her children and herself more access to the media. Unbelievable. 1-800-5201 KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI in LA County. Phil Henry Show, KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-5201 KFI in Orange County, 5201 KFI LA County. Got Margaret Gray on the line. We're talking about celebrity, specifically about the Alec Baldwin lawsuit against a photographer who snapped a picture of his newborn daughter back in October of 95. Fisticuffs ensued. Somebody slugged somebody. There's a lawsuit going and a countersuit. Mr. Baldwin has claimed that celebrity photographers are stalkers. They've also admitted as evidence, and I'd like your comment on this, Margaret, the comment by this photographer that his camera is a gun, celebrities are the prey.
Celebrities, Phil, are not prey so much as they are our goal. Celebrities are the people that we want to know. Celebrities are very honored. If I could just tell an anecdote.
We got to get to some calls here.
I was having lunch today with Steven Weber from the Wings program. Wonderful actor, very, very dear friend. And he said to me, sometimes photographers are can I say what he said?
Well, go ahead.
He said, sometimes they're major, major assholes, unless I have a new series. And then I can't get enough of it. But if things are going along and I'm, you know, reading for parts, doing a movie, they can, and I'm using the word, they can be major assholes. Steven Weber said that. And I looked at him and I went, you know, Steven, you're talking to me. I said, I'm sorry, Margaret. You people bother me. And I said, you know something? Someday you're going to appreciate what we did for you and your rotten television show.
You didn't say that to Steven Weber.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I said...
That show was a hit. That show was phenomenal.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. And, oh, God, if we could have Seinfeld back and Take Wings and all of those shows...
That was a terrific show, and you couldn't have said that to him.
I said it to him, and he's still a very dear friend, but, you know, I said, Stephen, I speak my mind.
Anyway, here is Glendale on KFIAM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I know that Wings is on the USA Network now, and that's one more reason not to watch cable.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I totally disagree.
Yes, ma'am.
I feel that it should be a line drawn. When will it, you know, allow the celebrities to have their private time?
But you know,
and then you have to also look at it, at what risk are you going at the media is going to take when it involves someone else's life just to get a piece of story.
Wouldn't you swivel on your chair if Will Smith walked into a restaurant you were eating in?
Well, you know, it's ridiculous. It's got to be a line drawn. You have people coming from the hospital to bring their babies. Oh, come on. Give them privacy.
But the people wanted to see the child.
I don't think so. I want to see my child. Who, you know, they have their children. That's their private time.
Aren't you interested in seeing what product of a union between Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger?
No, not at all. I could totally care less.
The lie. Again, the lie, Phil. And the lie continues. If people can...
Why is this lady lying?
Because you know she's a... Ma'am, celebrities are the people we want to be.
No, not at all. I mean, it's intriguing to see these people on TV. That's fine. But then you have to look at it one way. Need to draw a line, when you look at where you're out to get a story and it costs someone's life, and especially as you said about Diane.
Diana, that was uncalled for.
Children don't have their mother anymore because of what the paparazzi was doing. Chasing after them. But you have to draw a line. You have to draw a line. There's got to be a line drawn.
I really got to ask you, what do you mean she'd be alive today if she was accessible?
Princess Diana would be living and breathing and walking among us and skiing.
That is so cruel. What about how those children feel? What about her family? That is very, very cruel.
I will apologize.
How would you feel if the table was turned? That was your mother, and the paparazzi was after them, and she's dead. I don't think you would feel that same way. It has to be a line drawn.
Ever before, since she died, we've gotten great pictures of those two boys. In a lot of ways, it was a good thing.
Will you stop with that? You're bugging me with that.
It was a good thing in a lot of ways, not every way. But were she alive, we wouldn't be getting the news. Now that she's dead, we're getting all kinds of great pictures.
That's ridiculous. Those children should have their privacy growing up, where they didn't have to worry about people like you sneaking up on them in bushes trying to get pictures. It should be in a controlled environment, and I totally agree with Diane how she protected her children when she was alive. And if I was in that situation, believe me, I would have done the same thing.
All right, maybe I said the wrong thing. Alec Baldwin was probably the wrong thing. What if I said Danny?
He should have did the same thing. You guys should respect their privacy. It is not open house when it comes to privacy.
Danny Glover.
It's the same thing with him. Whenever they're at home, would you like somebody to take a picture if you're sitting on a toilet?
What about Sandra
Or if
Jackson?
You're eating, or if you're trying to have quiet time with your children or your family? That's ridiculous.
And here's where the lie fails. You're saying you would not look at a picture of Samuel Jackson on a toilet.
Please. Tabloids, all they're good for is to line the bottom of a birdcage. They're not even worth looking at.
What do you want me to ask her?
Ask her the question I just asked.
Ma'am, she wants me to ask you the question, would you look at a picture of Samuel Jackson sitting on a toilet?
I could care less. I wouldn't even pick it up. Because you have to become to a point to where it looks like a very low-life individual to crawl up on someone. Would you like to have someone behind you all the time taking pictures of you where you can't
have quiet time? I just had lunch today with the producer.
The way I look at it is, obviously you're going to have that same friend. Because you're in
Glenn
that business.
Hedley is a dear friend. Laurie Metcalf is a dear friend. I know all kinds of big stars. And
Laurie Metcalf?
semi-big stars, and I'm telling you right now that they...
Well, they need to cancel you because you have very warped ideas.
Well, I think the comment about that Princess Diana thing was bad news.
Yeah.
People magazine's never been better since she died because the pictures are more forthcoming.
Oh, God!
You're just really warped. Anybody that have any dealings with you, they should cut it off
right now. Thank you very much for your call. Thank you. Can we get off the whole princess?
Phil, I am a journalist. I deal in truth. You know, when I was a young girl, I grew up in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I went to the movies one afternoon, and I saw Natalie Wood. And I said to myself, I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to know that life. And I came to Los Angeles, and I got to know the people. I got married here, and I finally scratched and clawed my way to a point in my life where I can sit down and have lunch with a Tom Hanks. I can sit down and have lunch with a... Who's the man who did the Armageddon movie?
Michael Bay.
Right. He wasn't very memorable, but I had lunch with him, and that was the most important thing. I made it. These people I'm talking to tonight wish they were me. And that's the problem with them.
So in other words, since you know the celebrities, they're jealous.
I think there's an awful lot of that, yes.
I think that is preposterous, and I think at some point this evening you ought to apologize about the Princess Diana remark.
I'm speaking the truth. Princess Diana's death has been a boon to the tabloid business. What is wrong about that?
Maybe the fact that two young boys don't have a mother.
It's not my fault. I don't know anything about it.
1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. Don't know anything about it. It's Phil Henry's show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry's show. 1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. 5201-KFI in LA County. Margaret Gray is on the line with us. She is a freelance journalist who writes celebrity columns, entertainment columns.
Phil, I write columns about television and film, yes.
Okay. And we're talking about Alec Baldwin, Kim Basinger, lawsuits against the paparazzi, stalking celebrity photographers, etc., etc. Your comment, which has not gone by the boards here, about Princess Diana being dead, being a boon for photographers.
The fact that they are now more accessible, the children...
No, but I mean, it's. Do you understand how insensitive that sounds?
Phil, I deal in truth. I am a journalist. I am the individual who brings the news to the people. And I really think what's going on here isn't so much the fact that I said something insensitive, is that I have attained a level where I can sit down with these celebrities, I can sit down with these actors and movie moguls, etc. And you can't. And
I don't give a crap.
Oh, well, that's what everybody says. I don't care if they can't. And
I really don't give a crap, okay? I go home to my wife, I get on my boat, I smoke a cigar, I drink a beer, and I come to this place, okay? And I talk to people like you. I don't care, okay?
It doesn't matter, Phil. I get to know Tom Hanks. You don't. And while I do the work that I do to get all of the information to the people, the Baldwin-Basinger child, and all of the other things, individuals such as yourself, I think cast stones. I think it's very, very unfair.
All right. San Diego on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to speak to Margaret Gray.
Yes, I'm right here.
Yes. I think you are an irresponsible journalist. As far as being jealous, let me tell you, I am a normal, average person.
Which means you read tabloids.
Listen to me. I am a normal, average person. I am 65 years old. I have followed the stars since I was 13. I had an opportunity to meet my most treasured celebrity. When he was filming here in my town. This is Lorenzo Lamas. I was fortunate enough...
Lorenzo Lamas?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to meet all of the sets, him. I can sit down and have lunch with him at any time that I want. I can talk and communicate with him. As far as jealousy is concerned, this is absurd.
Lorenzo Lamas being the son of Fernando Lamas?
Wait a minute. Your agenda here...
Wait a minute. I just want to ask you a question. Lorenzo Lamas, the son of Fernando Lamas?
Correct.
Well, you're a big fan. He's a very young man, isn't he?
He's...
40-ish?
Yes.
35-ish?
Almost 40, yes.
Okay.
Do you know that he drinks?
I know everything there is to know about Lorenzo Lamas since the day he was born.
Then you know
there's
he likes
nothing that you can tell me.
All right, then where's the tattoo?
There... No, this is ridiculous. There's nothing that you can tell me about this man. I have followed him since the day he was born. He is gracious, kind, sweet, and I wouldn't be interested in talking to any one of the celebrities except him because he's my favorite. So, therefore, jealousy, mark it out. As far as this is money, no.
Of your story, I think it's a complete concoction.
Oh, you're crazy.
I think that you are full of dung and bowels. Well,
I am 65 years old. What are you talking about, young?
You're probably lying.
I am
now,
not lying.
Why do you have to call everybody
and
a liar?
Listen, if Lorenzo was listening now, he would call up and tell you this is true.
You know that he's really 5 feet tall?
Oh, no, he is not 5 feet tall.
Yes, he most certainly is.
He most certainly is not 5 feet tall. He's over 6 feet.
I'm sure you're familiar with Alan Ladd, Phil.
Yeah.
This woman is crazy. I had lunch with him. I was on the set every single day for 5 years.
Can I ask you something, ma'am? Are you related to him?
No.
Are you,
I'm a fan.
Do you know his family?
No, but
well, then how do you know him?
I know nothing. I am a fan. He happens.
Well,
to...
Let me ask a question. I'm interested. You say you followed him since he was born, so you were a fan of his father's?
Yes, and his mother and his stepmother.
Oh my
yes.
God, that proved it. So you wanted to see the Lammas child, didn't you?
I didn't see the Lammas child. I was interested
you
in as far as his new child is concerned, him and Shauna, their little girl. I couldn't care less whether or not I see a picture, which I have seen, but that's not interest. I am interested in what he's doing. I am interested in...
Where is his tattoo, if you know so much about him?
I don't have to answer
these
questions.
Thank you very much. Where is his tattoo? You think you know him? I know him.
Yes, I know him.
I know Fernando Lamas.
And there is nothing that you can say.
God rest his soul. I knew Fernando Lamas. He'd be very embarrassed by this woman. Lorenzo is a fine young boy.
You betcha.
But has the problem that everyone knows that he has. And
what is that?
It'll be in my column.
Let me tell you something.
What problem?
Your column is
you're an
irresponsible journalist. And all this is about money. That's what you're interested in. Is writing slop about people for other people to read.
I write what people want to know, ma'am. Now, you wanted to see the Lammas child when he was born. You wanted to see Lorenzo and see his little...
I can call Lorenzo if I want to. I can have lunch with Lorenzo.
God,
this is who I'm interested in.
This woman is mentally diseased. She doesn't know anything.
Why do you have to insult, okay?
Phil.
The lady's talking about Lorenzo freaking Lammas, and she's grooving with him, okay?
Phil.
The point is, she wishes she was me. Because Lorenzo Lammas is the only celebrity you know, you ought to know the people I know. You know who I had lunch with the other day?
I couldn't care less.
You know who I sat down next to at a party?
Listen,
the other day?
You are the one that is ill.
Two words.
I don't care. I am interested in the star that I am interested in. I was fortunate and blessed that he came here to make Renegade.
Right. Well, I like that show, Renegade.
Oh, it's white trash. It's for white trash, please.
You know,
I think the show
is
really cool.
On your program, Phil?
Well, we're talking about the...
Renegade blows. It's moral, for God's sake.
We're talking about the...
Why is this woman on your program
We're talking about the Alec Baldwin, Kim Basinger lawsuit that has to do with the stalking celebrities, etc. I don't think we need to get into characterizing Lorenzo Lammas, okay?
Well, she's the one who brought him up, like he's the end-all, be-all. Good God, he couldn't get arrested in this town. When did that Renegade go off the air? Speaking of another bad rerun on USA, oh, God.
Oh, man, I mean, that's a little cruel, isn't it?
Oh, please. The biker show, white trash watches it,
I saw that movie he made, it was awesome. Okay, here is Reseda on KFI AM 640, hello.
Hi, I am calling to tell you guys that, in my opinion, actors and actresses are just any other person just trying to make a living.
How do you know?
What do you mean by how do I know? How do you know? You are nobody.
I talk to them.
I don't care. I could care less. So what?
Well, the fact is, I know them, dear, and you don't.
So, I know people, too, but I know my friends and stuff like that. Actors are just rich people.
No,
that's
actors
it.
Actors are completely different.
You couldn't pay me to be you because you're rude, and you are the
Absolutely.
Liar.
How am I a liar?
Because you lie in your columns. It doesn't matter. I mean, you cannot leave these people alone.
I will say this to you because you don't know movie stars. You don't know celebrities.
I could care less. Like I said, anybody else, okay? They're just like any other rich person.
I want to get back to the point here. Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger, do they not have the right to come home from the hospital with their child?
Definitely.
And
the child's not the actor.
All right, Margaret?
Phil, when I was a little girl in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, I saw Natalie Wood up on the screen, and I said, I'm gonna go.
You're repeating yourself.
I'm going to go to the Hollywood place, and I'm going to be a no. And I scratched, and I made my way to the point where last weekend I was having drinks with Warren.
She's repeating herself.
And
she just said this about 10 minutes ago.
And you don't get to do that, young lady.
I don't care. I could care less. I don't even look when they come into restaurants. It's like,
who came into a restaurant that you ignored?
I don't care.
Well, how do you know they came into the restaurant?
What do you mean?
How do you know they came in?
People oohed and aahed, stuff like that.
Who was it?
It's
who
just the
it?
Same person. In
oh
fact,
God,
I think people like that, I think people like that are rude.
Who was it that came into the restaurant? I want to know.
I've seen Bruce Willis come into restaurants.
Oh,
I've seen...
crap.
Oh, excuse
really?
You?
Oh, so you...
You don't know my life, lady.
Oh, so you did notice them.
I mean...
So you did fawn over them. See, I tricked
you. Well, if I hear people going, oh, my God, it's Bruce Willis.
I tricked you into admitting
no,
that you were paying attention.
I think the lady is saying that somebody said, oh, there's Bruce Willis. So she glanced over at the guy.
I didn't even glance. I don't care. I mean, he's just an everyday person.
Who have you seen?
Who cares?
I ain't seen nobody. I saw George Putnam one time.
I mean, that's the only life you have is, oh, wow, I see movie stars. So what? You're the one that's obsessed with them?
Like Bruce Willis eats at restaurants in Reseda. Roger.
Excuse me, I was in Hollywood. Thank you very much.
Which restaurant?
None of your business.
I'll tell you right now that Bruce Willis wouldn't set foot in Reseda, and if he did, it would be loud.
I wasn't in Reseda. Hello, are you...
She was in Hollywood. She was
not here?
She was in Hollywood.
I feel that Alec Baldwin and his wife have every right to bring their baby
home. Oh, I know who I saw. I saw Kevin Costner over at Club De Lacy in Pasadena.
Really? Where was he?
He was sitting at the bar. He was having a freaking beer.
Oh, my God. Kevin Costner.
I happen to think it's exciting to see... Oh, well, listen to her laughing now.
Well, you are making a big thing.
I'm laughing at you.
I'll tell you right now. When I first came to Los Angeles, we were having dinner over here at the Brown Derby. It was still around. And in through the door came Fred Astaire. Oh, my God. Excuse me?
I didn't say anything.
Can I say, Phil... But what happened to me?
Look, I don't give a crap that you saw Fred Astaire.
Wait, I know. Who cares?
I got moist.
I mean, how
I
do we know
moist.
That you're telling the truth on how many people you've seen?
Darling, I write a column about film
so
television.
What?
I have
With
to
as rude people. As rude as you are to people calling in, I don't think any celebrity would give you the time of day.
You know something? I'll tell you something right now. You could never make it in our business with that screeching, caterwauling voice of yours.
See what I mean?
I think the lady in Reseda would make a better journalist because she's not all bowled over and all, you know, she'd be more objective.
You have to respect these people. They're special people.
And I don't see how you can with as rude as you are.
Listen to the talk show host being rude. Are you sticking up with the broad here?
With the who?
With this broad.
Excuse me?
I'm asking the talk show host.
I don't even believe that you're a woman.
Well, thank you very much. I have three sons.
Listen. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, okay? I thank the lady in Reseda for the phone call, okay?
Thank you.
1-800-520-1.
She screeched and she caterwauled and you just pandered and pandered and pandered. Phil, what I'm saying...
I know what you're saying. They're big shots and you read about them and you write about them.
Can you hold on for a minute?
Yeah. We're almost into a break.
Frank, will you give us some call along?
1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County.
I have a major headache.
Oh, get the goddamn thing yourself.
Get me the Tylenol, you bastard.
1-800-520-1KFI in Orange County. 520-1KFI in LA County. Phil Henry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, is a freelance celebrity journalist, covers television and films. We are talking about the celebrity stalkings, the photographers who stalk celebrities, who hound them, who take pictures of them in private. In the case of Princess Diana, there are those who believe that they even caused the death of at least one celebrity.
And I think that is so so unforgivable and so wrong, Phil.
All right. That may be the case, okay? But you saying that people are jealous of you...
Phil, the fact is that I get involved with these people that I cover... I get involved with them at a personal level. I sang at Frank Sinatra's funeral, and I was very, very privileged to sing. I know Barbara Sinatra in passing. I know George Slater.
You sang?
Yes, I did. That is what I'm saying about how we get involved personally with the celebrities. And it's so wrong if people...
What did you sang at the... I didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
What did you sing?
I sang a very lovely song called Wind Beneath My Wings. I'm sure you know that one. And
that was at the funeral, huh?
Yeah, it was, did you ever know that I'm your hero? You're everything that I want to be. You're the wind beneath my wings. You know, it goes like that. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. That's how important I think my job is.
All right, let's go to Yor Belinda on KFIAM 640. Hello.
Hi, yes. I just want to respond to what Margaret was saying earlier about if the Baldwins had walked into a restaurant, would we turn a notice?
Yes.
I think, yes, most people would. However, they choose to be there. They choose to be in public. Therefore, if people turn around and look, then it's not a big deal because they choose to be there. But if you're stalking them at their houses...
Darling, I don't disagree with you. Yes.
I mean, is nothing sacred to you?
Well, you're saying that you would bother them in a restaurant.
No, I didn't say I wouldn't bother them. I didn't say I would bother them. I said, yes, I would probably turn around and look. I would turn around and notice an attractive man walking through the door, too, but that doesn't mean I'm going to hound him.
Well, I think it's very bothersome for an awful lot of celebrities. I know that when I was speaking with Warren Beatty, it bothers him that people look at him.
Well,
and I would say that...
Well, what do you mean it bothers him?
He just doesn't want anybody looking at him.
Well, but, you know, unfortunately, celebrities put themselves in a situation where, you know, the people are going to notice them. If they choose to be in public, well, then they are going to have to be...
But the question that I have for you is, why are you staring? Why are you staring at the Baldwin?
I didn't say I was staring. I said I would turn and look.
Staring at them and ogling them up and down?
No, I didn't say that. I said I would turn and look. I never said I was staring.
Well, what about Alexander?
I don't stare at anybody. I think it's rude.
But did you see the pictures of the child?
No, I did not. And you know what? Personally, I have my own family that I'm concerned with. And if someone was doing that to me, isn't that stalking?
I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
We were taking pictures of a child.
You know, I think that if you were a lot more respectful
you're
in what you do with your journalist, with your journalism, that these stars would be more apt to
maybe,
want to interview.
Maybe want to give an interview, exactly.
And, you know, just like Barbara Walters, she doesn't seem to have a problem getting interviewers.
No, when you're paying $500,000 for the interview, of course you don't.
But she's a very thorough journalist. You write a bunch of crap about people. Who cares where Lorenzo Lamas has his tattoo?
Barbara Walters can bite my ass. She spends money for her interviews. It's checkbook journalism. I go out, I get the story.
Yeah, but I've never heard of you, and I've heard of Barbara Walters.
If Alec, but you are the one who said that you'd be staring the ball.
No, I never said that, ma'am.
No,
what
she
I
did
said
not.
Was
she's...
I would turn and notice.
Be ogling him.
I would notice an attractive man walking through the door too, but that doesn't mean that I would stare at him the entire time he was eating dinner.
Staring at his package, right?
No, I'm sorry. I think you have me confused with your mother.
Oh my God. You know, if I was there right now, I'd slap you across your fresh little face.
You wouldn't be invited here, ma'am.
How dare you apologize for that right now?
No.
I am demanding
you're the one
who said she was staring at a package.
She brought my mother into this.
Well, you know what? Who are you to judge me? How do you know what I'm looking at or what I'm doing?
Darling,
you're the one that's sitting here making accusations to all these callers that call in, telling everyone that they're liars and this and that. And the other thing, I think that you're the one with the problem. You're the one that's out there trying to, you know, cash into everyone else's life.
My mother died in a train accident.
Well, I'm very sorry for that. I'm sure she would be very proud knowing what you do today.
How dare you?
You know what, ma'am? I heard your phone call earlier when you asked your husband for a Tylenol, and he get it your damn self. He must have a lot of respect for you.
Yeah, we heard that.
He must have a lot of respect for you.
My husband does what I tell him to do because I'm the breadwinner in this family.
Well, I can see that you hold that over that poor man's head, too. God help him.
Frank?
Oh, shove it.
See, he just told you to shove it, didn't he? Did you hear that?
He told me to shove it?
No, he told his wife to shove it.
Well, there you go. That poor man. Maybe he should stand up and get counted. Maybe you wouldn't have to treat him like this.
Get me the goddamn Tylenol.
You can stick it up your ass.
Get her a gun.
Oh, get me the goddamn Tylenol, you son of a bitch.
Can you hear what's going on here?
I know. No wonder no one wants to talk to this woman. She's vulgar, she's rude, she's disrespectful, and she's ignorant.
Why don't you take a shave?
You stupid son of a...
Oh! What the hell is going on over there?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That poor man.
Hey, Margaret.
I'm so sorry for that poor man.
I need to take a break. Do you have a break coming up or something?
No, I do not have a break coming up.
What's the problem? Now that someone is actually...
asking some good questions.
Yeah, now you want to take a break, I think.
Let me ask you this, ma'am, while she's doing whatever the hell it is that she's doing.
Yes.
So you're, in other words... Well, you grew up in Southern California, did you not?
Actually, I grew up most in Southern California, but I've traveled all over the world.
You know, if you're a kid, you go to restaurants around here, you're bound to see some guy, right? Don't
Absolutely.
You think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So when you go to a restaurant, you see these people and it's no big deal?
Well, you know, it's, I mean, it's the same with anything, you know. I mean, if I see a celebrity walk in the door, of course I'm going to look at him. Same as if I see an attractive man or an attractive woman. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. It's just that you notice those things.
I'll make you an ass. You don't give me that kind of
name. Oh, my God.
I can hear what's going on in their house. Tell them to put it on hold or something, Jonah.
I guess so.
Could you repeat what you just said? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. What I said was, you know, these poor celebrities, you know, they don't get any peace whatsoever. All I was saying is, you know, they walk into these restaurants. Of course they're going to get noticed. They're going to have to expect that. But that doesn't mean that we have to hound them. It's the same as if an attractive gentleman walks in the restaurant, you know, of course you're going to notice him, as with an attractive female. That doesn't mean I'm going to hound him. And it doesn't mean that I'm staring at him in a disrespectful sexual way. It means I noticed him.
I'll cut off that Viagra, Frank.
She's talking about his Viagra now.
I guess so. That poor man. No wonder he needs Viagra.
Stallion, and now you need Viagra, you limp little...
Okay, I got to put them on hold. I can't stand this. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're very welcome.
1-800-521-KFI in Orange County. Is she back there? Hello?
Yes, I'm back, Phil.
Here is Burbank on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I work within the film industry. I read trades every day.
What do you do, sir?
I work for a casting director.
Uh-huh.
And I am a co-casting director.
Mm-hmm.
I read the trades every day. I meet celebrities when we have a picture every day. And I have never heard of Margaret Gray. I have never read her columns in any of the newspapers.
You're out of the loop, darling. That's not my problem.
No, it's your problem.
Pick
you're caught.
Pick up the Hollywood Reporter. Excuse me. Hello.
I'm here.
Pick up Variety.
I picked them both up. You're
movie
never
line,
in there.
Movie line.
There's a, what are you, a stringer or something?
I happen to be a freelance columnist.
You never get credit. You never get a byline.
I certainly do, sir.
And the thing you said about being at Frank Sinatra's funeral and
yes,
singing.
Yes, I sang at his funeral.
That was a lie. I know
How
many people.
How dare you?
What did you say?
How dare you?
I'm telling you the truth.
I sang at Frank Sinatra's.
I have friends who.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Now, that's a lie.
Oh, you've never heard that song?
I've heard the song, but you did not sing it at Mr. Sinatra's funeral. I know people...
I'm having a hard time believing that, too.
Phil, I sang for many years before I got into journalism.
Margaret, I saw the order of service.
You're my hero.
Well, that's... Listen, you don't need to sing. It's what you...
And then I just went, ooh.
Yeah, you did that in the bathroom or somewhere else. Now, I want to ask you something else.
Something you... Everybody's saying that I'm rude. I don't think I've ever talked to ruder people.
Well, it's because you provoke something in them. How would you like it if people came up to you, put their cameras in your face and asked, what are your measurements, Maggie? Do you have any pets?
I wouldn't mind at all.
Oh, I bet you would.
I'll tell you right now, I'd drop it. I'd drop the top for them. Whatever they need, because 36 double D, I am not ashamed of.
Well, it's...
What in the hell is she talking about?
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
You know what? I think you're a journalist like Angeline is an actress. Did you hear me, Margaret?
What?
I think you're as much of a journalist as Angeline
Jesus,
is an actress.
Jesus, your voice sucks, man.
It's really pretty bad.
If you ever heard that I'm a hero, I don't know how it goes, but it was lovely.
You don't know how it goes, but you sang it at Sinatra's funeral.
And then they brought Frank down the aisle, and the box opened. I opened the box just to peek.
Oh, you did not. That's a bold-faced lie.
I wanted to see.
You're a liar, Margaret.
I kissed his old wrinkly forehead.
Everything you say is a lie.
I said goodbye, Frank. We loved you, Frank. I just took a little bit of a peek.
I mean, what disrespect you have for the dead.
It smelled too good, but you know...
Okay, that's it.
I bet you don't either, Margaret.
Oh, you're a casting director like I'm I'm a lot of things.
Yeah, I bet you are.
All right, KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
We play more music than any other talk station. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.